You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, we are back. I want to thank Elias for hanging out with us. He's going to sit here and critique me with the thumbs up or the thumbs down while I'm talking to T.H.E., John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media, 305 Earth to Johnny. Earth to Johnny, are you out there?
Yes, sir, right here.
All right, well, let's peek the periscope up. I guess we're going to have to invite you over to do that another day, Johnny.
I was en route, my man. I apologize. You know, I'm dealing with Miami traffic and a light that pretty mobile.
Listen, so. I love you. That's why I told you I'd meet you at my house. We could come over to the show together, but we'll do that next time. Instead, let's clue the world in about the ins and outs of Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Periscope. Now,
what would you like to know, my friend?
Well, what I'd really like to know, Johnny, is why people have started following me. It's all this week. It's like I go on my staycation and it's 5-10 people a day are starting to follow me and I'm not doing anything different. What's going on?
You know what it is, James, is you are targeting the right conversation. And this is what I know, and this is what I've seen over the past couple of months. The Twitter Periscope whole situation is amazing. We love it. You know, there's video, but people are still watching hashtags. And that's the key. Like, if you tagged me in a tweet today, I think that tweet got 4 favorites and 2 retweets immediately, right?
Yes.
Those people are targeting the content marketing. That's what they're looking to read. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want to learn about. And that's why they're following you.
You know, we've talked about this many times before on the show, but I want to talk about it very specifically because I'm noticing a very nuanced but important change in the way I talk on Twitter and the people and interactions I'm getting. I'm not going to be doing CC at you name it anymore. Because they don't
always
answer.
Remember one thing, James.
They don't answer.
And I know the audience is listening. The CC dot at is our special little thing. That is our technique. It doesn't belong to the globalization of the world.
Well, I didn't mean to send them out. Yeah, I didn't mean to sell us out on that, Johnny. And that is our nuanced little signature, sort of like.
We own that, my friend.
Yeah, we do. We've got 75,000 tweets on that. So I think the people are going to see where it started. But my real point is saying at so-and-so, tweeting at CNN or at the NFL. Because then if they don't answer me, it just goes into nowhere. But if I do hashtag.
Hold on, James, not to interrupt. And let me tell you, you're a genius in what you're saying, because let's look at it this way. If we tag at NFL, especially about, we're about to start the season, right? August 11th, we start preseason. Ohio,
Johnny, you've been reading the newspaper. Wait a minute, Johnny. You read the newspaper now? What's going on?
I might check up on a few things here and there, but let me tell you something. Is the NFL, do they actually care if we're tagging them in a tweet?
No.
Why not hashtag them?
No, but if I hashtag them, everybody looking for NFL information is going to see. And that's where I went. I've gone across the pale, John. I'm not going to spam. I'm not going to use more than 3 or 4 hashtags, but I'm done tweeting at anybody that doesn't answer. If I hit them twice, they don't answer, they're done.
This is what I say, all right? Forget tagging the actual organization. So instead of doing at NFL, hashtag NFL, but also hashtag football preseason kickoff.
Dude!
The kickoff hashtag is what's going to get you the followers, not the at NFL. Like, why do I need to at a certain organization? Like, let's say Fox News. If I at Fox News or I at MSNBC tonight regarding the political debates, who cares? However, if I start hashtagging New Hampshire, if I start hashtagging debate, if I start hashtagging presidential, now all of a sudden I'm getting the real people. Because let's be honest, between you, I, and everyone else listening to this conversation, who the hell, and excuse my language, is actually looking for Fox News?
Hey, I want you to know is that those guys are turkeys. I tried for 45 minutes to get the pregame show on here while we were waiting in the 5 o'clock hour, and we couldn't do it. I mean, you know, Elias is nice. See, that's why we're here. You should give me testimony, Elias. But anyway, Johnny, so after 15,000 tweets on the 2 different platforms, I think I'm finally getting it.
Yeah. James, you are, for lack of a better word, killing it. Your game is super hot. Listen, you sent out a tweet today, Freed on Business and Jim Freed. It has been retweeted and favorited, I mean, what, 9, 10, 11 times?
Yeah, but you got to tell people what that means, because people say, oh, 9, 10, or 11. That's, like, astronomically terrific.
If they got 9, 10, or 11 phone calls in 20 minutes, you know what? They'd be mad about it. You know what? Why doesn't everyone just leave me alone?
Yeah,
but the reality
right.
is, on social media, that's game.
Oh, wait a minute now. Game. I'm going to go back to one of your original postulates, and that's that Twitter is my telephone. If I could get up on my telephone and dial up everybody that was interested in the NFL right now, would I do it? Well, or how about real estate? Would I do it? Elias is now nodding yes. Yes, he is. Okay. Thank you, Elias.
Let me tell you something right now. You just made a joke earlier that I knew about preseason kickoff and Ohio, correct?
Yes.
Do you know why I know about that?
Twitter!
Not because I'm a super football fan, but I know it's a major event. It's a major thing that's about to happen. And I, as a social media person, need to know about that.
Yes, you're looking at the little squiggly arrows pointing upward, and you're saying, what's that all about, and how do I maximize my reachability?
Yeah. Listen, it's not even that I want to tweet about it, but I know that is for the nation of the United States of America and the just the world in general. This is something very important. Okay. Not, hey, I hate football. No, as a social media guy, I need to know that, you know what? People on this day are going to be looking to talk about this topic. So I don't want to, hey, by the way, you know, you're talking about this topic and I'd rather turn the conversation over there. It doesn't work that way. No. You know what? As a brand, as a business, all right, I'm going to join your conversation. Why go to a barbecue and tell everybody that you're vegetarian? Well, you know what? Listen, don't go to the barbecue.
Well, John, I want to take the conversation a little bit more down the road now. I still want to keep it into my evolving understanding of the language of Twitter. But now I want to talk about another thing that we've discussed many times on the show, the difference between what you put out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And I got to tell you, Johnny, it used to be that each one I would talk to differently. But as the platforms have evolved, so is my communication skills. Actually, I would say they've devolved, because now I just put it out there all worded the same way, and people get it. They're not offended anymore. They like it.
I'm going to tell you, as per your account specifically.
Yes.
Okay. We all know who Miss Freed is, young Vivian, correct?
Yes.
The one thing that you are doing differently this year compared to years before is you are 100% including young Vivian in everything you're doing on Facebook. And you know what? People love that because they know her too. Vivian loves it. You love it. Like this week, you took your quote-unquote staycation, correct?
Yes, and I got to just
in
say it,
morning,
Johnny. I love Vivian. I love her, and that you could see that, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And in the afternoons, you're at Bow Harbor.
Yes.
But you know what? This is real. You know what? When you're at Bal Harbor, I'm like, man, I wish Jim was in South Beach because I'd go meet him there.
I know. Angleton always hits me. Why am I not going to his place? But listen, Johnny, I need you to come to Bal Harbor to be with me, you know? But I'll come to South Beach and hang out with you and be eclectic and all that. Listen, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. Can you stick around through halftime and continue on? We'll talk a little bit Facebook on the other side.
Of course. You know, you...
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Go take your cute little dog out for a little walk, a little water. Back in 5 minutes, talking more social media with the man, John Mahoney, a.k.a. Social Media 305. But now it's time for The Turn. D, it is all yours.